International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 5. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. 1 John 1:3. That which we have seen and heard we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. Revelations 22:1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. The scriptures show us that God comes to us as life, as the flowing of living water. The scriptures tell us that whoever is thirsty may come to the Lord and drink the water of life freely, and that in eternity the Lord will be our shepherd and will guide us to springs of waters of life. The water of life is God Himself as our life. We drink of Him, we enjoy His pleasures, and we are satisfied with His fatness. This stream of living water flows out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. This means that the life of God flows out of God Himself in the redeeming Savior, the Lamb, with ruling authority to be life to us now. Within this stream is the life of God. In the river of living water is growing the tree of life, yielding its fruit each month. This shows that the life that supplies all our need is something growing in the river of living water. Thus, it proves to us that the river of living water is the supply of the divine life. Today's reading. From this picture of the stream in the scriptures, we may realize that it is also a stream of fellowship. In the whole city of the New Jerusalem there is only one street, and in the midst of that street is the stream of living water. It flows throughout the entire city, and the whole city can have fellowship only through or by this stream of living water. This reveals that the fellowship of the body of Christ is the stream of divine life. The fellowship of the church is the flowing of the divine life. As the stream of the divine life flows within us, there is the fellowship of the body among us. This fellowship started from the day of Pentecost, and from Jerusalem it flowed to Antioch, to Asia, to Europe, and then to America and throughout the world. We are in this stream of the fellowship of the body, and this flowing is ever increasing and being enriched. The more it flows, the greater and the richer it becomes. Where this stream flows, there is also the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you follow the stream, it will bring you to the place where the Lord Jesus is. This means that the stream will bring you into contact with the Lord. In other words, this stream of living water will cause you to know something of Christ, it will testify to you something of Christ. It testifies that there is a Lamb, that within the Lamb is God Himself, and that this Lamb is on the throne. This is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the redeeming one, He is the Lamb of God who was slain for our sins. He was crucified on the cross, shedding His blood for our redemption. After accomplishing redemption, He was resurrected and exalted to the heavens, to the throne. In the Lamb on the throne is God Himself. These three items are the summary of the testimony of the Lord Jesus, the Lamb on the throne with God in Him. This stream is also the stream of God's work. Where the stream flows, there is the work of God. This is clear in the book of Acts, a book that speaks to us of the work of God. It is a work in the stream of living water. Where the stream of living water flows, there is the work of God. God works along the flowing of the stream of the divine life. On the day of Pentecost, this stream of divine life flowed out of God Himself in Christ with ruling power from the throne. By flowing, God works. By flowing, God preaches His gospel. By flowing, God brings people to be saved. There is a stream that we could call the stream, or the current, of the work. Where it flows, there is the work of God. This is the end of today's morning revival.